Gemara is dealing with the topic of Drisha the Hakir. So we'll just review a little bit again. The Psukim and Chumash that require of the Bezin, when witnesses come and they say, somebody borrowed $1,000 from somebody else, so Bezin has to say that's not good enough. They have to ask, when did it happen, where did it happen? The truth of the matter is, what's the difference when it happened, where it happened? If he borrowed the money, he has to pay back the money. But that's exactly the Chassid that the Chumash says, the Darashta Machakarta Mishalta, the Hini and the Snachan Adobar. And the Gemara points out later, we'll just review a little bit again. The Psukim and Chumash that require of the Bezin, when witnesses come and they say, somebody borrowed $1,000 from somebody else, so Bezin has to say that's not good enough. They have to ask, when did it happen, where did it happen? The truth of the matter is, what's the difference when it happened, where it happened? If he borrowed the money, he has to pay back the money. But that's exactly the Chassid that the Chumash says, the Darashta Machakarta Mishalta, the Hini and the Snachan Adobar. And the Gemara points out later that if you add together, it's in three different parashiyot, three different places in Chumash Gemara. If you add together all the places where it says, that adds up to some total of seven questions. And even though all the three psukim, the Darashta Machakarta Mishalta, are in the context of dealing with Chumash, and one would be led to believe, perhaps mistakenly, that the requirement for Drisha Rakhir is only in Dinim Kashis. And the Mishnah spells that not correct. Echad Anlam Beis Amad Aleph on the top line, Echad, that's the name of the fourth pair. Echad Dinim Amis, Echad Dinim Kashis, but Drisha Rakhir. How do you know that that's so? Because there's a Hekish. What's the Hekish? It says, Mishpatechad Yelachem. How do you know Mishpatechad Yelachem? Because the very preceding Pasuk, that's in the end of Parshas Emor. The preceding Pasuk says, Mak Behemi Shalmena. Maki Oremim, Maki Bevishalmeno is an issue of Dinim Omnes. Maki Oremim is an issue of Dinim Nefoshes. The very next passage says, Mishpatechad Yelachem. So that's a hekish, it means that Dinim Omnes and Dinim Nefoshes should be treated the same. So, with respect to what do you treat Dinim Omnes, Dinim Nefoshes the same, there are a lot of differences. We know that this is a Bezna 3, this is a Bezna 23. Well, that's an exception to the rule. Another post to Mesuz, that's another exception to the rule. And Mishnah lists off 10 exceptions to the rule. So how come there's so many exceptions to the rule? So that's what Tosis points out. The first Tosis on Lamed Beis and Allah points out. There is an Indian, there is a special aspect in dealing with Fashas of the Hitzilo Ho'edek. Since you're just judging one person to determine whether he's Chayv Nisa or not, whether he's Chayv Malchus or not, whether he's Chayv Golos or not. So the, if you're only judging one person, it's not like a determined Dini Mominus. If I lose, then you win. And if you lose, then I win. So there's two parties. It's there, connected there. So what are you going to say? You can see the way to, give me a break. You're going to give me a break, and you're going to stand to lose. If they give you a break, I'm going to lose. You can't give anybody a break in Dini Mamas, but Dini Nefashis, but there's only one Nidon, there's not such a connected. So then I say, you see the way to give me a break. So the difference between a Bezin of 3 and Bezin 23, that's a process that has nothing to do with giving a break. That's a pasuk that here is 3 years, 23. So that clearly you can't apply the hekish mishpatechad yelachem. The difference is about poschem mishchus and machzirim mishchus and etamet shezikon and all the other differences. That's the aspect of the hitzim ho'edah. So even though you have pesukim by dinim nefashis, you don't carry them over to dinim amanis. To apply the hitzim ho'edah to dinim amanis, you say hekish l'matzah over here because it doesn't make sense to apply to dinim amanis. However, the Gemara says over here, on the bottom of Laman on the base, that six lines from the bottom, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, by the tiny letter Dalet, Eidus Hamakrash Zul Zul Yubidikis, Sheir Abedini Mamanis. Those three parshias in Chumash, where it says that the Dorsho Hashoftim Hate, the Darashta Bachkarta, the Shalta Hate, the Dinim, is not an Adol. Those three parshias contain within them two Dinim. It has the Dinim of the seven questions, the Zman HaMokam. And then it has the Dinim, the Hini, Emes Nochan Adogar, Rashi on the bottom line on the Dot. And Laman on the base writes, Lishna Mikra Nochan, the Hini, Emes Nochan Adogar, the Mehaikra Nafkalam, the Dikas, the Kamen Dachmen on the base. So that pasuk, the Hinayim is not an adab, it teaches you the institution of the Dikas. So one might have thought, if you say, Mishpatechad Yelachem, you carry everything over from the Foshas to Mominus, so just like you carried over the need for the seven questions about Zman HaMokam, you should carry over the Dinim of the Dikas as well. So that's what our Gemara says, no. Our Gemara says, Eves HaMakash and Zuzu and Digs, and Dina Nefash is Gufa. If the Bezin is going to ask questions, how was the weather? Was it sun shining? Was it snowing? Was it raining? Was it this? And the fellow says, I don't remember. If he says any event, the Dikis is good, even in Dina Nefash is Gufa. The only halacha veins and nochem in Dina Nefash is if they're makrish each other in the Dikis. And even that thing doesn't apply in Mominus. Edom makrish each other in Mominus, it's good. It doesn't bother me. So what happened to the Dina Mishpatech Gelohem? I carry everything over. So apparently the Gemara, this Omer Rav Yehuda, the Amor Rav Yehuda understood that here you say Yesh Hekesh L'machza, that this too, the halacha that the Hakosh and the Dik is Chassos, is a Dakas the Gedin that only makes sense, only applies in Din Nefosh, is also an aspect of the Hitzilo Ha'edom. An aspect of the Chumrah, that if they were makrish each other, even in the insignificant issue, if they say Yehim, they leave it alone, it's okay. But if they contradict each other, even if it's only in the Dikas, I say that maybe someone's telling a lie, and you throw out the Yehim. It's a Dakas the Kulin. You say the Hitzilo Ha'edom, maybe he's lying. In Mominus, you don't say the Hitzilo Ha'edom. So Rav Yehuda pushes this din of Bedikis into the category of dinim that's based on the Zilu Eidah, and he says that it doesn't carry over to dinim moments. That's the din of Rav Yehuda. So there is, but what happens if the Eidim contradict each other in dinim moments in Zman HaMokom? One says that it was on Monday night, the 14th of June, the other one says it's on Tuesday night, the 15th of June. So not right Hakosha, they say we were both there, and he borrowed money, and he says it was one night, he says it was a different night, and they're talking about the same thing. Mamasha Hakosha. So that's obviously no good in Dini Mamanis. The Gemara just says, Zaydis HaMakash and Tuzah, the biggest is Kshay of Dini Mamanis. But if the Mach teach each other in Zman and Mokum, then it's not, that's what the Rama quotes. So the Shach and Chayshanishpot quotes the Chuvas HaRamban, who says that it's not so. That's what the Din used to be in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. But with Zman Hazeh, the din will be, the Tshuvas HaRamban holds, the din will be that Eidim, even Dini Mamanis, even if they makrish each other in Zman HaMokom, and now Craig HaKoshi, he says it was on Monday night in Brooklyn, and the other one says it was Tuesday night in Queens, a different day. He says Monday night in Brooklyn, June 14th, and he says it was Tuesday night in Queens on June 15th. Different Mokom and a different Zman. Totally different Mokom, different Zman. So the Shach quotes the Ramban that the Zman Hazeh, okay, why the Zman Hazeh, what changed? So the Ramban says, Pasha, take a look on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. The Mishnah starts, Echad Dinim Amos, Echad Dinim Nefosh, Echad Dinim Nefosh, Echad Dinim Shenemah, Echad Dinim Yolohem. Then the Gemara picks up on the thing. We already learned it in the beginning of the Nesifah. The Gemara says, the first piece of the Gemara, Dinim Amos, Dinim Nefosh, Echad. Is that so? That when the witnesses testify regarding the case of Dina Mamas, they have to tell you the Zman and the Mokum, the seven questions are all about the Zman and Mokum. Purimimu, I will ask a contradiction. They quote a Tesefta from Marcus, which says the Feirish that Eidim and Mamanas, the case of Mamanas, the Eidim don't have the Zman and the Mokum. It's good. The Esau Kadai, the Dina Grishma Hakira, how is it acceptable? Then the Gemara says, well, what do you do? There's a Mishnah also, not just a Tosefta. What do you do? All right, throw out the Tosefta. It's a Mishnah. What do you do? There's a Mishnah in Shvi'is. Hey, it's just a Hastira. The Gemara says, the answer is three lines from the bottom, on Rav Chanina. The Mishnah over here is telling me that the Deraisa, the Mishnah in Shvi'is and the Tosefta Makis, is telling me after they changed the Din Deraisa to Din Derabban. The Varatoyro, in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Din was after Din Mamas, after Din Nefashas. And in the later generations, in the Tkufa Satanai, in the Mishnah and Shvi'is, in the Mishnah and the Tosefta and Makis, it records the Takana Satanai, and the later days of the Taman, Matam Omru, and why did they change the Din of the Rabbanan? And they said, Dinim Ominous, Ladinim Drishna Hakim, you don't have to ask the witnesses for the Zman HaMokom. Or if you did ask and they say any Adeya, you can still accept their testimony. People are not going to want to lend any money. You're going to know how difficult it is to win a case in court. And the Eidim have to go remember this money, the Mokum. Who remembers? A lot of times I'm an Eid at a wedding, and then years later, I don't remember who the Kala was. So I would see the girl in the street, that with the Chassan, usually I do remember, usually it was in the sheep. The Kala, I wouldn't remember at all. If I'd see the Kala 10 minutes later, I wouldn't remember the Kala. So how are you going to ever have a case of Dina Mamas? You have to remember the Zman and the Mokum. It's it's hard enough that you have to remember the amount of money in the mouth and the loiva. Who is going to remember this man enough? So maybe Tachana de Rabbanon, that you don't have to say Zman HaNoch. He says, the 80 say 80 a day and Zman HaNoch and the Minimum, it's acceptable. Because you're not even supposed to ask him in the first place. You don't have to ask him in the first place to Zman HaNoch. So the Ramban is of the opinion, what did the Gemara say on the bottom of Laman on the base? Omer Rabbi Yehuda, 6 lines on the bottom. In Dini Mominis, there's no need to ask questions regarding the Dikis. The Dikis is only a din the Hitzila Hoeda. In Dini Nefashis, if they say any of that is good, if they contradict each other, so then we say maybe somebody's lying, so we throw out the testimony. But in Dini Mominis, even if they contradict each other, it's okay. Why? Because you don't even have to ask in the first place. An issue of the deacon. So the Ramban says, Haint is manazet, that they made a takan de Rabban, that you don't have to ask this man amokram, so even if they contradict each other, it's not considered a chelik of the Yedis with the Rabbanon. And I'll tell you this, but with the Rabbanon, the Yedis is good without it. So the Risha the Hakir, this man is this. The same as the deacon is this man that it was all a din deraisa. So the Shah quotes the Chulsa Ramanina, if they contradict each other, is also good. From the Ramban, it wouldn't appear so. Because the Rambam quotes the din, Eidus HaMakkashah Zuzu B'dikis Kshere Din HaMaminis, but if the Makkash in Zman HaMakam, it's no good. They contradict each other, Zman HaMakam is no good. And he writes that the din Menatar, and he quotes everything, it's all in the same parish. Menatar, you need Rishul HaKira, but the Rabban, you don't need Rishul HaKira. Then he proceeds to quote the din, and he doesn't say that his man is at the din change. So from the Rambam, it would appear that he does not agree with the Rambam. So that's the question, why not? Why not? Why does he disagree with this Chulasa Rambam? Then there's another Rambam. There's another Rambam. There is a din, we discussed it already. Kinesh Igid, Shuvena Chayzer Amagid. Once the witness testified, let's say he came to court and testified, whatever, he tells the whole story. Then he comes back to court the next day, he says, he really told a lie yesterday, he wants to tell the truth today. So the din is, we don't accept his second version of the story. We say, Kibish Higid, once he gave testimony, Shuvein Chayzer Magid, we accept the first testimony, we don't allow him to back out. Umar even tells a strange story that Shim Meshetach's son was accused of the long Rashi and that men dalit on the base. Rashi quotes a long story. The Gemara doesn't tell you what it is. Right before the Mishnah, Mem Dalet on the base, 3 lines before the bottom of the daf, there's a parenthesis. The Gemara is alluding to the story of some person by the name of Baya Mitzvah. Baya, who was a tax collector, he was the Mukhas. So Rashi has a long story from a Medrash somewhere, where they tell you where it is, a Yerushalmi. Here it says on the side, the whole story appears in the Talmud Yerushalmi. Tosfos quotes in the Chagigah, Allah and Isa. Case of Kibish Igichivin of Hazen Bagat. Once the witnesses gave their testimony, we don't allow them to change the story at all. When do you say that the witnesses gave their testimony? Let's say it takes them an hour to tell the story. He's talking, and then at the end of the hour he says, but now I'm going to tell you the truth. Everything I said is all a lie and forget it. So that's not Kibish Igichivin. He didn't finish. He keeps on talking and talking. So when do you say Kibish Igichivin? He has a break for lunch, but he still didn't finish, he's still giving more. So the Tosefta says, Kibish and Nechkerei Yusin the Bezin. After the Bezin finished the Drisha Hakira, Kozman, they didn't do a Drisha Hakira. Kozman, they didn't ask this man of Nochum, so he didn't finish, it's not Kibish Igin. They didn't accept the testimony yet. After they gave this man of Nochum, there are really 2 sources, the Gemarim Stubis and the 3rd Perik says, that Kibin Shehigit Shuman Achayzer Omagid only sets in after Terkadei Dibur. Means if the witnesses finish the whole Haggadah Seder and Terkadei Dibur within a few moments of time, they say, everything you said is not true, scratch it out, forget it. So you don't say Kibin Shehigit Shuman Achayzer Omagid. If it's Terkadei Dibur, it's considered as if it's Bevasachas. Or even if it's Lachakadei Dibur, they gave a whole Haggadah Seder, but the Bezi never interrogated them regarding his Man HaMokram. So the Tosefta says, Kibin Shenechkarei Gusim and Bezin, Shuvein Yecholim Lachzavar. It's not a contradiction between the Gemara and the Tosefta, they're both true. Kozman that the Yedis is Adain Lai Nechkarei Gusim, it's not considered Higid. It's not Kibin Shehigid yet. And even if they gave the whole Zman and Mokum and the whole everything from A to Z, but it's Tefke Digdiba that they back out, that's also not Choyzer or Magid, it's Tefke Digdiba, it's not a contradiction. The post can say like that, they're both Dinim are correct. So the Rambam quotes the Din, that calls Manshan and Nechkere Dusim the Bezdin, it's not considered Higid, and a Choyzer or Magid. The Sma in Choyzer Mishpo quotes the Beis Yosef, he quotes Episode Shuvah Sarah, and he quotes the Beis Yosef, didn't invent it, he quotes it from Rishonim. Who say that Bizman Hazeh, the din doesn't apply. Bizman HaTanoim HaRishonim, that they observed the din the Araisa, that Avis, even in Dini Mamadis, requires Bishra HaKira, that the Bezin has to interrogate the witnesses and have to ask him Bizman HaMokom. So Kol Zman, that they didn't tell you where Bizman was and where the Mokom was, so it's Adayim LaHigin, it's considered as if they didn't give the Haggadah's Avis yet. So Achaloi, Techoke Begusim Bebezdin is Yochel Achso Lahagin. Oh, but Bizman Hazeh, after the later Tanoim, after the later Tanoim changed it in the Raisa, and Didi Mammon is Hefke Bezdin. Hefke is the mechanism which enables them to change anything in the Raisa in the area of Didi Mammon. So after they changed it in the Raisa because of the Tzorach, Kadesh Lotin Adelus Bifneilam, you have to have a Tzorach. So after they changed it because of that concern, and Bizman Hazeh, everything is that Aiden and Didi Mammonis is acceptable even without Rishna Hakira. So if they told about the Havoah, about the Piron, about the Hezek, whatever the story was, even without this Zman HaMokom, it was also Kiddush HaHigid, Shuvin HaChoyzer Magid. So that's what the Sma quotes from the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Tshuva Sarah, and other Rishonim like that. But you look in the Rambam, the Sfarim on the Rambam point out, the Rambam quotes the old din from the Tosefta, and he says that the din deraisa was changed by the Tanoim, that the Zman Hazeh you don't need Rishon HaKim, and he still writes the din. Actually, Techakari Dus Mezdez, and Yechalam Lachzaboy, Mishnech, there is Mezdez, Yechal Azman, he writes it both on Mom and the Sadan Nechoshes. So what's going on? The Rambam quotes the din that the Zman Hazeh you don't no longer need Rishon HaKim. So if you don't have to have the Rishon HaKim, so the Yedis is finished already. Without it, so why does he say Kiddush HaHigid doesn't set in until Nechkere Dus Mezdez? You have two strange Rambams. So the L'chore, the two Rambams seem to be Schoda v'Chavet HaMetarza. L'chore, the one Rambam is referring the other. The machloik is between the Rambam on the one side and the Tshuvas HaRamban and the Sma with the Tshuvas HaRan on the other side seems to be what was the nature of the Din Derabbanan? On the level of their Raisa, Eidim are not accepted unless they have Rishon HaKira and Mammon. It's just like in the Farshish Mishpatech Yerachem. And then they changed it because it was a Tzorah Kadesh Lotan Adelus, but they love him. So they made a Takana Derabbanan to change it. You can paskin even if you didn't do Rishon HaKira. So what does that mean? They changed it and they said that the Derabbanan, we consider it as a Kabbalah Zedis even without Zman HaMakom. That's what they changed. They changed the din of the Rabban. They changed the din of Eidus. So then the Rabban is right. That just like on the level of the Raisa, you don't need Bedikas and Dinim Ominous. Even if the volunteer Bedikas and the contradict each other, it's irrelevant. It doesn't bother me because in Ominous it's not a chelik. The information that they give, that Bedikas is irrelevant, it's not Nitzvah, it's a chelik of the Haggadah Seidus. So it was Manazeh, since it's considered a Kabbalah Seidus with the Rabbanim, even without this Man HaMokom, even if they volunteer this Man HaMokom, and they'll contradict each other, it's irrelevant. So it's not called the... So then the Ramban will be right, and will set the Din of Kirin Shigi Shivra Chazmak will set it even before, it will set in even before Nechre Yusuf the Bezdin. But the Rambam apparently holds that that's not the nature of the Din of the Rabbanim. They never changed the din deraisa. The Hilchos Eidus saw that you need Rishon HaKira, so the din midrabbanan was also that in order to be called Eidus, you need Rishon HaKira. But the Rambam writes in the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin that there is a din deraisa, that the Bez Din has the right to paskin. Here it is, the beginning of Perek Chav Dalet in Hilchos Sanhedrin starts off like this. Yesh l'dayin l'dud b'dini mamonis al-pi ha-dvarm she-dayta nota lahen she-hei emes v'hagoba chozak b'li gushu-kei ha-chol-pi she-hei sham raya b'ura. He says that a dayin has a right to paskin in dini mamonis based on circumstantial evidence, even though it's not al-pi din, it's not kosher edus. If he is convinced that those are the facts of the case, that he has a right to paskin. Then the Rambam says, but kol eilu adram, that's halacha aleph. long. Arich is very long. Per Chof Dalit. Aloha Alpin, Aloha Beis, also long. Kol Eilu Hadvarim Heini Kiradin. That's the way it was in Zman HaGemara. He quotes a collection of different Gemaras. Kinli Begadi Musi. The Gemara has in Ksubas Daf Pei Hei that I forgot it, Rav Chisda, Rav, one of the Amorim was in the middle of it in Torah, and there were women involved in it in Torah. And then his wife came over to the Dayan, and she whispered in his ear, don't trust that woman with the Shavua. She's always swearing falsely. It doesn't matter what she says, she'll swear on and say to Torah that it's snowing outside. She says, don't trust anything. So the Dayan listened to his wife, and he gave a different psak based on what he means. His wife is not kosher ladies, how can she pass it up? But he knows his wife is not going to tell him a lie. And the Gemara says, if one of the other Talmid HaChamim would have told him the information, he would have not have listened to them. Because he doesn't know if they're telling the truth. But his own wife, he knows, is not going to tell him a lie. So the Gemara has that called Kimli Degave Milsi. If you know in your heart, you know that this is a fact. You have a right to paskin based on your knowledge, even though al-pidin, you don't have any birut. So the Rambam says that's what the din is in the days of the Gemara. Aber bizman hazeh, abo mishirot gufot dinim sheinim hagunim, you have all kinds of rabbis making din Torah, but not all of them are so intelligent, not all of them are so honest. Afilo hoyim hagunim b'maseihem, even if they are honest, einim chachamim kiroi, they're not so intelligent, they're not such bali bino. His schema wrote, but then a consensus developed that we don't do this anymore. We don't pass him based on Kimli Begabi Musahi, Elabirai Bura, Long Arichas, Perak Chokdal, Aloha, Aloha Beis. So the Rambam sounds like you get the impression that the Rambam holds that this Takana de Rabbanon, they clearly changed the Din Deraisa. The Din Deraisa is that A is the Din Imam, this thing is the Ishmael Hakira. The Rabbanon had changed it, said he can be done with Aiden without Mishra Hakim. But what exactly did it change? So Rav HaRishonim, the Sma, quoting the Shuvas Aran and the Shuvas Aramban, and the Shach quotes and the Chayesh Mishpah, they assume they changed the Hilchos Eidus with the Rabbanon, based on Hefkibet, and they changed it. And they said that it's acceptable as Hagodas Eidus without Mishra Hakira. And the Rambam holds no. The abstract din, they never changed. The Hilchos Eidus still needs Mishra Hakira. They changed a different thing. They said, if you are convinced in your heart that the Eidim are telling the truth, they say, Reuben borrowed $1,000 for Shimon. And it looks like they're telling the truth. So what are you checking then? What are you, choice? What do you have to ask him, this man and the Mokra for? So it'll be good, not Peteris Eidus. So it won't be Peteris, it'll be Peteris Kimli Begadik. You know in your heart that they're telling the truth. But it's not that it's a Din of Hilchos Eidus. So the Rambam still quotes the Din. The Kivin Shehiki Shuvei Nechayz Magen only applies if Nechterei Vusim Bezdin. And he quotes the other din, that if, although the Bezdin can really pass on the Din Torah, even if they won't ask Zman HaMalchum, but if the Eidim will volunteer it, it will be Nitzvah as a Chelik of the Eidim, because we never changed even with the Rabbanah. We never changed the Hilchos Eidus. The Hilchos Eidus still requires Zman HaMalchum. If you want it to be called Eidus, you can pass him without Hilchos Eidus, based on Yesh L'dayin L'odan Al-Piyomid Al-Piyomid Al-Das. But if the Eidim will volunteer this man, and Mokim will still be Nitfes as the Chalik of the Hagodas Eidim. And if they contradict each other, that is Mishteik, then it's called the Hakoshin in this man, and Mokim will throw out the Eidim. That's a pretty fundamental machlokes over here, the Rambam and the other Rishon. That's what it seems like. If they say Ein Yodea and Zman HaMalchum.
No, at the time, they never knew. At the time that they were witnessing it, they didn't know. So there will also be a problem.
On the level of their eyes, it will be a problem. Yeah, it won't be acceptable. But after the Takana de Rabban, so it will be acceptable.
Right, but according to the Rambam, according to the Shin's Rambam spirit, if they would volunteer it, which will apply, since they can never volunteer it, that house is able to look appeal.
No, it's still good. They made a takana rabban. They don't have to know Zman HaMalchum. It's good with that. It doesn't matter whether they forgot the Zman HaMalchum or they never knew the Zman HaMalchum. The takana rabban is that it's good without Zman HaMalchum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Does it make a difference
if there are any universes that derive? Eidus, Lukiyim, Adover, and Dini. Where you have Lukiyim, Adover, you have in Gitmi, Kiddushim. Eidus Lekim Adover in Didi Mominus, the Rabbi's opinion is that you have Eidus Lekim Adover in a Kenyan Suter. Yeah, most of the Rishonim do not, Rambam does not, Rambam and Taisim do not agree with the Rambam. What, does it make a difference that the Eidus Lekimadov should have to know? I don't think so. No. The Aloha of Zman HaMokam is Aloha and Bezin being Mekabal Eidus. Bezin has no right to be Mekabal Eidus. It says the Darashka, the Hakarta, the Sha'alta Epe. These are activities that the Bezin has to do. In fact, you look in the Rambam, and the Rambam has dominion on mitzvahs, and when he spells it out, Rambam writes in the beginning of Hilchas Seder, he always lists off how many mitzvahs there are. The Seder of the Rambam is, he starts off in the beginning of the Yarach HaZokah with the whole minyan on mitzvahs, he gives you all the Taryad mitzvahs, and then all of the sections of the 14 sections of the Yarach HaZokah, Marah, Havazmanim, and so on, are all to spell out the aspects of the mitzvahs. The whole mitzvah of Talmud Torah is to know all the details of the Taryad mitzvahs. So that's why at the beginning of every section, he tells you how many mitzvahs, which are the mitzvahs that he's going to explain in this section. So at the beginning of Hilchas Seder, he tells you that here there are 8 mitzvahs that are going to be explained, and he spells them out. He says the first mitzvah is in Lo Yakub Benos Avonai, a mitzvah on the witnesses to come forth, to step forward, and to testify. And mitzvah number 2, Lidrash V'lachkar Ha'edim. A mitzvah on the Bezdin to interrogate the Eidim. That's a din on the Bezdin. When he has it later, he spells it out as also. Rishma Hakir is not a din on the Eidim, it's a din on the Bezdin. So if you can have, by hook or by crook, if you can have a case where you have Eidim, where they don't have to have a Kabbalah Seidim, good thing Bezdin. When is that? The Eidim is Lekimah, though. The Eidim will watch when you give over the ring at the wedding ceremony. The din is if you don't have witnesses watching when the ring is given over. So the Gemara says the Kiddushin is not valid, even though the boy and the girl both admit. Let's say a boy is Mekadosh, a girl says, Harei HaMekodesh, Shemitah Habaz, Lekudas Moshe, so there was nobody around. So the din is that the Kiddushin is not found. Even though who moided, he moided, even though they both say that that is the fact, the Allah says that the Kiddushin is not found. That's what Rav Chaim calls Eidus Lekimah, though, that if you don't have witnesses watching, it's not found. But you don't require that those Eidim have to testify. If we'll have a question later on, we'll call upon the Eidim and they'll come and testify. But the Kiddushin takes effect even if they don't come and testify. So those kind of witnesses, there's no halacha of Rishon HaHakim. The din of Rishon HaHakim is not really a din in Hilchos Seder. The din in Bezdin being Mekabalei. That's what Rav Chaim points out in the Sefer. Rav Chaim points out when you have a shtar, the shtar can be signed at night. A Mishnah like that, witnesses signing a shtar by Laila. A Mishnah Gitni quotes, it's obvious like that. Mishnah Gitni get was written in the daytime, signed at night, written at night, signed at night. So Rav Chaim Fekakasha. How can you sign a shtar balaylosh? The shtar is Haggadah Seidus. And Haggadah Seidus has to have a Kabbalah Seidus b'shnei Bezin. And there's no Bezin balaylosh. So he says, no Bezin balaylosh. That's a problem when you have Kabbalah Seidus balpeh. When witnesses come and they testify in the presence of a Bezin. So the witnesses have to be ba'amida. It says, v'yom b'shnei anoshim, lifnei Hashem. So the dayanim have to be the yeshiva. That's lifnei Hashem. The Shechinah, Elokim Nitzah, Badaz Kel, but the Dayanim have to be Yeshiva. The Yom B'Shnei HaNoshim refers to the Eidim. Asher Lahem Harib refers to the Baladinim, the Gemara says. Because the Baladinim are sometimes 25 Baladinim, they have sometimes 100 Baladinim. Who says Shnei HaNoshim is going to be Reuben against Shimon? Sometimes he has 25 people against 5 people. He has a business and he has a company, and it's a click with each other. Who says, so the Yom B'Shnei HaNoshim is referring to the Shnei Eidim. Asher Lahem Harib is like the Asher Lahem Harib. The Eidim have to be Bamida, and the Baladinim have to be Bamida, however many there happen to be. The Lefnei Hashem means in front of the Dayanim, because of the king meets of Araskel, the Shechina is going to help them task him properly that they shouldn't make a mistake. So Rav Chaim and Rabbi Kivega, they ask Akasha, when you sign a ketubah, you don't ask the Eidim to stand. The other rabbi, usually you tell them to sit to make sure that they'll be able to sign well, that they shouldn't make a sloppy handwriting. The Eidim have to be Bamida, Rav Chaim Frek Akasha. When the Eidim sign again, and when they sign a ketubah, how come they do it by the yeshiva? You should insist that the Bamida. Rav Chaim says, no, that's a din of Kabbalah Seidus b'fnei Bezdin. Here, it's a din of Eidus is by a shtar, Eidus is chal, without any Bezdin. That's what Reish Lakish said, that's what Rav Chaim says, that's what Reish Lakish has the expression. Eidim ha'chsum malashtar, nasa kini, shenechkero, eidusim b'bezdin. What does that terminology mean? When Eidim sign a shtar, it's chala din Eidus, even though there was no bezin. So therefore, since you don't need a kabbalah, Eidus b'bezin, by shtar, it's a special din of shtar. So therefore there's no need for Drisha Vahakira. The whole need for Drisha Vahakira is within the Darashta Vahakarta Vishwalta that's talking on the Bezdin. Mitzvah, Lidrish Vahakira Sa'id, it's not a mitzvah Al-Wa'idim Shiyagidu Zmanamot. It's a mitzvah La Bezdin that they should interrogate the witnesses. But if you can have over here a Grego, you have a Hechitimtze with the Eidus Ischal, with that requiring a Kabbalah Sa'idus Bezdin Bezdin, so then there's no need for Zmanamotim. So that's why Rish Lakish says, "Eil machzim malashdar nasa kenish and nechkera edusan v'dezin." The edus is chal keilu. It's just as good as if they would have come bal peh and stood up in the presence of the bezin, sitting down. And in that case, he would have required the mishnah hakira. Otherwise, the bezin has no right to be mekabel the edus. And when they sign, and you don't need that they should be bamido. And you don't need, there is no bezin b'chlatz. You don't need the bezin should be bishim. You don't need the yedim b'amida. Yedim only have to be b'amida when they're standing in the presence of the bezin. If there's not in the presence of the bezin, you don't require that the yedim should be b'amida. So that's what Rav Chaim says. That's why by a shtar, of course, you don't need zmanamakom. So by edus l'kimah, though, the yedim who watch chasana, the yedim who watch the mysterious atabas under the chuppah, the yedim who watch giving over of the get, the Eidim Mestira who watched the Eidim Slukimadov, they don't have to know this Manamok. They didn't have to know whether it's day or night. They may not be B'nai Das, look, if they don't know what, they don't remember whether it's September or June, and they don't know, so they may not be all there, so you should get Eidim who know what's going on. But Al-Pitin, to get him back to the problem of Allah Bar Das, they don't have to know what this Manamok is. It's not that's the Manamok is only in the Kabbalah's latest, just name Bezin. Bezin has the right to has no right to name the Kabbalahs unless they interrogate the Eidim in advance. So that is the Gemara. Then the Gemara has on the next daf a discussion of some of the details of Eidim by Dinim Amunas. So the Gemara tells about 10 lines from the top of Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph. Echad Oyim Mechobishal Yayin. Let's say you have two witnesses who testify that Reuven owes Shimon an amount of money. One of them says that he owes him a barrel of wine, and the other one says that he owes him a barrel of oil. The barrel of wine is more valuable than the barrel of oil. So let's say this is worth a face $30, and that's worth $10. So you have two aided to the extent of $10, but for the extra $20, it's only an effort. So you have two aided to the extent of $10, so you'll make him pay $10. That's what the Gemara says. Such a case once came up. And they came for the Torah Barabami. It's a tiny letter Gimel, about 10 lines from the top, around 13 lines from the top of Lamed Aleph. Chivei Rabbi Yami Nishlumi Lechavite Dechama Miko Chavito Demishlo. Oh, I made a mistake. Fakir. The oil was worth $30 a barrel. The wine was worth $10 a barrel. Fakir. So he made him pay $10. To the extent of $10, you have to wait. To the extent of the extra $20, you only have the 8 of them. He made him pay Chavito Dechama Miko Chavito Demishlo. You only pay to the smaller extent that you have to wait. So the Gemara says Takash. How can that be? Let's say, the Gemara quoted before, let's say I claim that I lent you on two different occasions, I lent you two sums of money. On one occasion I lent you $5,000, on one occasion I lent you $3,000, and I want you to pay back the sum total of $8,000. And you deny everything, and I cannot bring two witnesses. I bring one witness on the one halvor of $5,000, one witness on the one halvor of the $3,000, and they're not contradicting each other, talking about two different occasions. And I claim that both stories are true and I want the full $8,000, but I only have two witnesses to the extent of $3,000. So I will collect the $3,000 you have. That's halvor, achar halvor, mitztarfin. That's how we pass him. In din, in the fashas, you have to have the two witnesses watching the same thing and testifying tefkei de'dibur of each other. Didimamanis, you need the required that they should testify Turkidimbrachadzehabahayalameva. One can testify today, the other one can testify tomorrow. And we don't even require that they should have riyakat, they don't even have to see this at the same time. They can be seeing two different halvos, as long as there's no contradiction over here. The Malva says I lent them on two different occasions. Once 5,000, once 3,000, I want both. And this Eidecha doesn't contradict him, he doesn't contradict him, so I'll collect. $3,000, and he'll swear a shvu deraisa keneged derechod on the remaining $2,000. Fine, that was the Gemara that we had before. So the Gemara says, the only time it makes sense to say that if one witness testifies on $3,000, one witness testifies on $5,000, then I have to wait, and that's out of Shabbat, and I have to wait for testifying on the $3,000 he pays me. The $3,000, that's good, because yesh b'chal mastayim money included in $5,000 or $3,000, but if one eight says he owes me a barrel of wine, and one eight says he owes me a barrel of oil, they're totally two different things. So the Gemara Taina is, why should you say outside of Shavu Shebehem, let's say one barrel is $30, one barrel is $10. So what do you mean, let him, you have two eight to say $10, but they don't both say $10. He says oil, and he says wine. There is no Tzara Shavu. So the Gemara says, you're right, it's only in a special case. The Gemara Taina is around 15 lines from the top. Ema Donar Shimon Alozer, when do you say Yesh Mocham Asayim money, when you're speaking about amounts of money? He said $3,000, he said $5,000. But over here, ki hai gavna mi yoma, this kind of a case, he says a barrel of oil, he says a barrel of wine, but the two different things, and Gemara says, you're right, it's only like this, lidinei. No, it means like this. I say that I sold you a barrel of oil on one occasion that cost $30, and I sold you a barrel of wine on another occasion that costs $10, and I want you to pay me $40. But you deny buying any barrels of anything from me. You don't even know who I am. And then I produce an edechot that says, you bought a barrel of wine and you promised to pay me the $10. And the other edechot says, yeah, on another occasion you bought a barrel of oil and you promised to pay me $30. So not that the edechot says you owe me a barrel of oil, the other one says you owe me a barrel of wine. He says you owe me $10, he says you owe me $30. But if he would say you owe me a barrel of oil and he would say you owe me a barrel of wine, then you just have an edechot and there is no tzara shavus. What is that case? What do you mean you owe me a barrel of oil? What is that case? Not that if I sold you a barrel of oil, you owe me $30. I sold you a barrel of wine, you owe me $10. What do you mean he owes me a barrel of oil? Where does he owe me a barrel of oil? What is the case that we're not talking about? That it would, we're talking about a case with May. What's the case not with May? So Rav Soloveitchik said, Mistami, when we learn Sanhedrin, he said, Mistami, you have to say pshat like this. Not that I say that I sold you a barrel of oil and I sold you a barrel of wine and you promised to pay me $10, $30. I lent you a barrel of oil, and by halvoyah, the ikechiyav is to pay back whatever it is that you borrow. That's the yisoy, Rav Soloveitchik didn't go into that. That's all he said, he just said the kids. But if you look, the Chavos Das and Hilchos Ribbis has like that. The Nesidus has a sefer on Yerodeh, that's called Chavos Das, a famous sefer on the back of the Yerodeh. So he says, it says in Chumash that you're not allowed to take any ribbis, no matter what. Neshech Ketzer, Neshech Oichel, Neshech Kol Dovar Asher Yishach. Neshech means the ribbis, the extra. If I lend you $10 and I say I want you can keep it for a year, I want you to give me back $11. So that's Neshech Ketzer, a Neshech of Kesh. Let's say I lend you 10 barrels of wine and I want back, at the end of the year, I want 11 barrels of wine. So that's Neshech Oichel. Let's say you're a dentist and you fill people's teeth with gold, I don't know, platinum, I don't know, what do they put in teeth? I have no idea. And let's say the dentist ran out of whatever he uses, apparently this is a common practice. So he borrows from another dentist this material, and he lends it to him and he says, you can have it for a month, but I want you to pay me back, not cash, I'm not selling it to you. I want you to give me back, I'm giving him 5 ounces, I want him to give me back the 5.5 ounces at the end of a month, at the end of 2 months. So that's Neshach Kol Davar Sheyishach. So the Chumash writes, no matter what the ribbis is, whether the ribbis is kesh, or the ribbis is food, or the ribbis is miscellaneous, Neshach Kol Davar Sheyishach, you're not allowed to, and those ribbis apply by everything. What is the Chumash Nut Nevata? What does it repeat? Neshach Kesef, Neshach Oichel, Neshach Kol Davar Sheyishach. Ribbis is ribbis. So the Chavos Das says, you see from the Loshon Apostolic, that whatever you lent the Mikaretin, that's what you're mechuyav to pay back. If Tosis says, part of the story, not the whole thing, Taisa says that if I lent you $100 in cash, so later when it comes the end of the month, and he's supposed to pay back, if you have cash, he's supposed to pay back in cash. If you don't have cash, so then you can say, look, I have some old svarim here, I have some old furniture, I have some whatever, I have some paintings, and everything altogether is equal to $100. So the Gemara says, all right, the Gemara has an expression, Mimari Rashvasa, Pariyatra. If the person owes you money and all he has to give you is junk, old stuff, but the junk is equal to $100, so he can stick you with the old junk. So Tosfos quotes the Rabbi Natan Hayaragalam Gibal Dinam Hem, it's not in Sanhedrin, it's in Baba Kama, Tosfos has it, Exodus in Baba Hitzi, in different places, Baba Basra Tosfos has it, Hayaragal Rabbi Natan Hayaragalam Dinam Hem, there are three different dinam. Baya Halvoy, if Zuzi Yohi, Zuzi Shokel, if I lent you money, and you have money to pay back at the end of the Zman, then you're supposed to pay me back in money. If you don't have money, then Mimari Rashvasa Pariyatra, take whatever he has, and he can't insist, I'm not going to accept it, I'm going to wait till you have money. No, that's the halacha that Shavu Kesed is Kikesed. Yoshin Mirabba Shavu Kesed. What if, however, I was an Adam Amazik, or my Behemah made a Hezik, or some other Chiyut? Then the Rabbi Natan says, even the Chatzili, even if I have cash and I have leftover books, I have a whole library full of things, and they're worth $100, there's no din even the Chatzili that I have to pay you the cash. By a halvoy, there's a din, I lent you money, you're going to pay back money. But by an Adam Amazik, by the other, Nezik Tzavik, Yishevus, Boishin, Sainis, and Apatam, Oitzisham, all the Chavtal, and all the Nezikin, there even the Chatzili you can pay with Shavu Kesed. And the third din, the Rabbi Natan Hayaragalam Gimel Dinim Hem, the third din is by a serious toilman. If somebody worked for me, let's say he shoveled the snow, or he painted my apartment, or he fixed my automobile, whatever, and then it comes in the end, and I start looking at my pocket, I have nothing, so I say, oh, I have an old watch here, the watch is worth $25, and I have a tie, this is worth 15 cents, and this, the jacket is worth $1, and then I start pulling out all the schmuckers, I take off my pants, and I give him, so he can say no, even if you don't have any cash, he said, come back tomorrow and give me money, or give me a check. That's a special din by Sliwis Poyolin, you cannot stick him with anything. You cannot give him any shovel kesed. Even if you don't have kesed, he can say, don't give me the junk and tell me to sell it. You ziltrakos bin vice, he says, you go sell it, and you give me cash. That's a special sluice. That's a gemara in the end of Bava Metzia. The Rabbeinu Tam just quotes a gemara like that. In Choshen Mishpat, they quote the Maharam Rutenberg had a dream. Is the dream and learning? Some people have learning dreams and some people have other dreams. So he used to dream and learning. So he had a cholon that the whole reason why the schiv is toil, why the toil has a right to insist that he wants cash, is a love who knows es nafsho. The toil works, arbiton shver, he works the whole day. So he's entitled to get cash and know that he should be able to buy food for himself and for his family. Let's say he worked in a delicatessen. Let's say he worked at the counter in a delicatessen, and I owe him $300. And at the end of the day, the owner of the delicatessen doesn't have any cash to pay him. So the balabas says, what do you want to bring home food? Take whatever you want. I owe you $300. Take bread, take sodas, take salami, take mustard, ketchup, French fries. Take whatever you want. Take $300 worth and give them to him. That's it. So the Maharam Gutenberg says, there the poil has no right to say, Zil Trafas Vin Vaisi Zuzi, you go sell it and you get me money. No, whole reason why the poil can insist I want cash is in order that it should be easier for him to convert it into food. But if I'm giving him food, he works in a store, the A&P, where they sell food, and I'm prepared to give him $300 worth of any food that he wants. Breakfast cereals, milk, juice, whatever you want to take for $300 worth. So the Maharam Rutner had such a cholam that I can't stick him with the Shavu Kesed. Then the Shach says, he quotes this Gemara, Dibra Chabon, this one, Malav, Lanari, from Daflal and Al. He says, who says that the cholam is correct? He had a nice dream, and we should ignore the dream. Sometimes we don't ignore it. That's a big issue in the Tosfos, because the Maharam Rutner had another dream in Hilchos Mezuzah that we are concerned about. The Gemara in the first Perek in Yume has a whole sugi about din and mezuzah. So the Gemara says, Mikir Adin, a base HaKnesset and a base HaMedrash has a Tashman Shal Kodesh. So it doesn't require a mezuzah. Mikir Adin, you don't need a mezuzah. I remember when they first built First Hall, that's one of the buildings in the Yeshiva University. So they moved over some of the classrooms from the old building, the big dumb, they moved over to that. So Rav Soloveitchik's class moved over there. So then they were working on, they had a group of Talmidim from the SOY, from the student organization, and she was working on mezuzahs to put up a couple of hundred mezuzahs they had to put. The doors all over the place. So they were schlepping Rabbi Soloveitchik from one door to the other door to the other. They need a mezuzah here and here and the other night. Then after 25 minutes, he says, I don't understand, there's the Chayeshiva. Why do they need so many mezuzahs? The Chayeshiva over here, you don't need a mezuzah. So they said, but Rebbe, they have college classes here. So he said, ooh, I forgot about that. That was interesting. I forgot about that. Anyway, so Shulchan Aruch, they quote that Nikir Adin, the Aloche is that in Beis HaMedrash and Beis HaKnesses, you don't need a mezuzah. But nonetheless, they quote the Maram Rutmerg had a cholok. He used to learn at the Beis HaMedrash, it didn't have a mezuzah. And then, if this Malach came to him and he had a taina, how you talk and how do you learn the Beis HaMedrash without a mezuzah? So he woke up in the morning, he ignored it. Then the next day again, he has again the same dream a couple of days in a row. So he finally put up a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash without a bracha, because Mikir Adin, you don't need a mezuzah. Put a mezuzah. Then the next night he had a cholam. The same malach came to him and he said, Yashkoyach, now you're doing the right thing. You have a mezuzah on the Beis HaMedrash. So that's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. But Nikir Adin, you need a mezuzah. You don't need a mezuzah on either a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash. But the minig is on a Beis HaKnesses, you do not put a mezuzah unless you use it for other purposes as well. Unless, let's say, there are side rooms, or let's say you walk through the Beis HaKnesses and that's the way to get to some classroom on the other side, you're doing some other activities. But it's just a Beis HaKnesses, so you don't put a mezuzah. And if it's a Beis HaMedrash, then the meaning is if you do put a mezuzah. So there it's a question, how come the Shach doesn't disagree over there and say, Divrei Chachamim is l'malavul ha'maridi? The Shach in the end of Choshen Lishpat by Sfiris Poelim says, we should ignore the Cholam of the Maharam Rutenberg. So this is a big discussion. There was one of the Rishayim who was not Rabbeinu Yankir, who was known also as the Rabbeinu Tam. He was a Talmud of the famous Rabbeinu Tam. He had the same name. His name was Yankif. It was known as Yankif Ishtam. Rabbi Natan's real name was Yankif. So just like the Rebbe was known as Rabbi Natan, he was also known as Rabbi Natan. So he used to have Chaloimus also. He always used to ask in his dreams. He used to visualize the way he was asking Shailos of the angels, and they gave him answers. And every day in the morning he would wake up and he would write down the answers that they gave him. So sometimes the answers were a little enigmatic. They were a little unclear. He asked where to go to Rabbi Natan. So he gave him a strange answer, should you go to mikveh before you daven? It's also all the famous issues. So that's called Shabbos Teshuvas Min HaShamayim. So it's getting a little safer that was printed. So Rabbi Reuven Margolius wrote a whole Hakdama. observes it, there may be a sakana. Could be. Could be. Like you pointed out last time, it's against our prime illusion. Some Rishonim say like that. By Yoni Sakana, you are Rishish? Good question. So again, here, so the Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragalayma, this Tosis quotes in a few places. Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragalayma, Gimel Dinanet. That by a halvoy, if I lend you money, and then it comes Manafiroy, and if you have cash, you're not supposed to pay me with Shavi Kesef. Zuzi Yoiv, Zuzi Shokol, I lent you money, you're supposed to pay me back money. If you don't have cash, then we marry Rashkos, a pari effort, then you can pay with Shavi Kesef. By Mazik, by the other cases, even Lachatil, if you have cash or commodities, you can even give Lachatil something other than cash. By Sfiris Poyomim, even if he doesn't have cash, he cannot stick me with any Shavi Kesef. I can insist, I want Dabke cash. I can say to him, you, Ziltrach, you go sell your junk rice. He's Zuzi. It's a special suit that the foil has that he can insist that he wants to get Dafke paid by cash. So this first din of the Hoyeragar Abinu Tamban, the Gimel Dinim, famous Tosis in Bava Kaman, Bava Metzi, and Bava Basfin, and Ksubas, although he just collects all the Gemaras. So where did that first din? He has rice from the Gemara, the first din, that Zuzi Yoy Zuzi Shafa. So the Chavazah says that's this Pusik. That it says, Neshach Keset, Neshach Chayacham, Neshach Kol Dovah Sheishach. What is the Torah? mezuzah is for shmirah. If there's no mezuzah, then maybe a sakana. Could be. Could be. Like you pointed out last time, it's against Rav Chaim Volozhin. Okay. Some Rishonim say like that. By Yonis Sakana, you want Toshish? Good question. So again, here, so the Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragalama, this Toshish quotes in a few places. Rabbeinu Tam HaYeragalama, Gimel Dina Ne. That by a halvoy, if I lent you money, and then it comes mana piroi, and if you have kiyash, you're not supposed to.
Oh,
yeah?
Yeah, how come I had a little bit of a how come who's everything in Kedushas Leviya? And Leviya doesn't. Something which has more Kedusha, like the Ksav and the Kvil. Like Ksav and the Kvil.
You gotta take a look, though.
Ajavam Kashem. That's why it says, well,